back to In Focus here at News Radio KMAN. Pleased to have in studio with us for this segment, Jim Franke with the Manhattan Breakfast Optimist Club. Good to have you in, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you are here because there's a fundraiser coming up. I guess it's a week from tomorrow. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we're having it's now the 11th annual spaghetti dinner. Like you said, it's a week from tomorrow, Saturday, March 30th. Mm-hmm. We're going to be out at a Potter's Hole out in Seco Park on the west side of town. And we'll be there from 5 to 8 o'clock. And we have two major fundraisers each year, the Christmas tree sales, which is the last time I was here, and then now the spaghetti dinner.
And this is benefiting a lot of city projects here for what, parks, is that right?
This year we've got money that we're going to earmark some of our proceeds towards the towards Optimist Park. Optimist Park it's a park that we run. It's out on the west side of town. It's where we sell our Christmas trees in the fall or in the winter. And during the year, the city holds its T-ball programs out there. We have a girls' fast pitch softball association, 10 teams. They practice out there. The K-State club team practices out there. And that's all good. But the problem is it sits right on Wildcat Creek. Mm-hmm. So last Labor Day, as other low-lying areas in town, we got hit pretty good. All four of our fields were damaged to a greater or lesser degree. A couple of storage buildings, our parking lot was torn up. We're earmarking, that's our primary goal for the money this year. But we have a variety of other programs that we fund as well. 20 different programs, I guess, 20-some. The motto for the Optimist Club is Friend of Youth, so all of our stuff is basically directed towards youngsters in the area. We may be best known for supportive athletic programs, the girls' fast pitch softball, kid wrestling, Manhattan Cross Country, Manhattan Marlins. We contribute to all those programs. We also do some interesting things in terms of programs for the arts. Just recently, we completed our Early Expressions Kids Art Fair. We have 2,500 to 3,000 items of art were submitted by kids in the Manhattan schools. There was some judging and there were some prizes given. It's a very popular program. Other arts programs, Pops Choir. The Optimist Club was actually instrumental in getting the Pops Choir started way back in the day. What else do we have here? Gold Orchestra, Children's Theater with the Manhattan Arts Center, Youth of the Month Club. We bring in students in the local grade schools are nominated by their teachers. We bring them in for breakfast and say a few words about them, entertain their relatives, friends and relatives, so on and so forth. Lawnmower clinic. Yeah. I could go on and on.
I mean, the youth support is numerous here. And why is that? Why is it so important to benefit these youth programs for the Optimists?
Well, this is, Optimist is one of, many, many service organizations. And each of these organizations has a particular niche. And for reasons that, I'm not entirely clear on, years ago when Optimist Club got started, they decided to focus on children, probably because, back a long time ago, maybe municipalities didn't spend that much money on kids programs. I'm not real sure.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, this is obviously very important. And I stumbled across Optimist Park the other day. I'm slowly getting more familiar here with the community. And, I noticed it was right by Wildcat Creek. And so, obviously, there must have been quite a bit of significant damage there from the flooding. That's obviously going to help a whole lot here. Let's talk a little bit about the menu of what you have.
Yeah, the menu is the same as it's been for the past 10 years. We'll have spaghetti, of course, a meat and a meatless sauce. We'll have a salad, okay? Bread, desserts, those would be freshly baked cookies or bars, and beverages, iced tea, water, coffee, and lemonade.
And some of that stuff is donated, it looks like.
Yeah, there are several companies and individuals that help us that help us out every year. Both Dillon's and Hy-Vee, they've given us gift cards that'll help us to buy some of the food. The K-State Bakery Science Club, they're associated with obviously baking stuff, and one of our members is part of that department as well. And they're going to bake 75 loaves of bread for us. We're going to have some members down there. They're helping them, but that's a significant contribution, obviously, by them. Desserts, the stuff, the bars and the cookies, our members put up, bake half of those. And then the other half are supplied by the Manhattan Optimist Fast Pitch Association, which is the girls' fast pitch program that I mentioned earlier. The Diane Brummett family is helping us out this year with a significant portion of the hamburger that we use in the meat sauce. Hamburger turns out to be the most expensive thing we have to buy. It didn't used to be that way, but it is now. And then finally, I guess it would be the Riley County taxpayers for Potter of Hall. Potter of Hall is just a great place to put something like this on. I mean, everything you would need is there, everything to cook, everything to serve, the tables and chairs and so on and so forth. So, yeah, those are the people, institutions that help us out.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about price. Very affordable.
Yeah, it's $7.50 for adults. And then children, I always mess this up, between the ages of 4 and 12, they're $4.50 a piece, and then any youngsters under the age of 4 can eat for free, and we do encourage people to go back for seconds.
Okay, there's a silent auction component.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that. This is a new thing this year. A couple of our members are familiar with running these silent auctions, so they we've decided to go ahead and try it. We've had some interesting things donated so far, and we're very excited that it's going to raise some significant interest as well as money for us.
Bottom line, how much would you like to see raised here out of this?
100 grand, but that's not going to happen. our goal year in and year out is around $6,000.
Okay.
Yeah. We figure to serve 500 to 600 meals. It's surprisingly hard to predict these things, but that's kind of where we've been in the past, so that tells us how much food we need to make and what have you.
All right. Where can people get tickets? I see you've brought a couple in here.
Uh-huh. Well, they could come take those from you, I suppose. But other than that, we've been selling them. They can certainly come at the door. They can pay at the door. You don't need to have the tickets ahead of time. If you want to contact me, I can leave my contact information.
Okay. Yeah, and so this is happening next Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m., Potter Hall, Seco Park.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else we should know?
I think that's pretty much all of it. Of course, it's everything connected with it is handled by, the club members, volunteers. We have it's actually a two-day process. On Friday, about 10 of us go in there, and we actually brown the hamburger day ahead of time, and we do the pasta day ahead of time. Then we come back the second day and make the sauce and finish off the pasta. But for the meal itself, we're going to have about 35 members. There's a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full day's work.
I just made spaghetti the other day for a family of four, so I can't imagine what it's like to try to make it for 600 people.
Well, I remember when we started this whole thing, we had no idea, and it turns out your biggest challenge is hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Because we came in the first time, and they have a stove out there, and it's an industrial-strength stove, but we were there forever. So we ended up, one of our members came up with the idea of these propane stoves that have, 40,000 BTUs or whatever they are. So we'll boil about 100 pounds of spaghetti in just over 2 hours now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive. Well, we'll certainly encourage people to go out next Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m., Potter Falls, Seco Park, and help out the Manhattan Breakfast Optimist Club. Anything else we should know?
I think that takes care of it.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim, for coming out here, and we'll look forward to a great event next week.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right. We'll come back on In Focus after this, News Radio KMAN.
For a second chance at a banking relationship, it's Central Time.